Okay, so it's Wednesday, April 23rd at 6:09, and this is the Board of Trustees meeting for the Pines and Plains Library. We have a quorum. Lisa Hurst is here. Alessandra, say your last name.
Nevada.
Nevada. Is here, and Ruth Ann Stricker is here. Okay, Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under with liberty and justice for all.
Do we have an acceptance of the agenda?
Move to accept the agenda. I second.
Okay. So moved. Now our consent agenda. Has everybody had time to check over the minutes of last month's meeting? Okay. Correspondence is none. Now, Alan is not with us.
I can do it real quick.
You can do it? Okay. Yeah.
So I'm just going to go through the bank accounts real quick. The Community Banks of Colorado, and this is our old main account that we have. The balance of that account is $15,787.16. We're in the process of closing that account. Our new checking account with Community Banks of Colorado, the balance is $852,605.02. Community Banks of Colorado, our payroll account is $146,747.25. And probably at the next board meeting, I will ask to do a regular transfer to this account. We haven't done one of those for a while. We're spending about $60,000 a month with payroll. Our Colorado Trust account is $743,485.89. We earned $2,773.23 of interest. So that's really great. Our first CSAFE account is $604,681.80. We earned $2,293.50 in interest. So that's also lovely. And our other CSAFE account, the balance is $732,598.38. And we earned $2,778.60. So we are like rocking it out of the park in, as far as interest. So that's really very exciting.
Excellent.
And then the other piece, the March budget to actual. If you look at the budget sheet in your packet and you go to the very last page and look at the third line from the bottom, we've spent $324,072.38. And our budget is $1,551,894. So we've spent 20.88% of our budget. And the so going through March, that is 25% of the year. So we're still under budget.
Still in the black.
I think that's the end of the consent agenda.
Okay. We have a motion to accept the consent agenda.
I motion to accept the consent agenda.
I second it.
Okay. So moved. Committee reports. Lisa, you've got quite an education, I'm taking a guess.
Yes. Especially the first one. Do you want me to tell you what they talked about or what?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So the first meeting on April 9th was short. It was a very short meeting. I don't even think it lasted maybe 40 minutes. And basically on that meeting, they just talked about they were talking, well, first of all, they're doing reevaluation of property. That's one thing that they're doing. So they're going to be sending out postcards May 1st for the reevaluation of the Elbert County properties. If you have any questions about that, they suggest that you go in and talk to them versus emailing or calling, because they're getting a bazillion calls a day. So, but they're happy to talk about that or accept any, what's the word when you don't, disputes, the disputes. Let's see, there was a little bit of public comment, just somebody was complaining about some transmission lines that were financial detriments to the residents, and they talked about the National Day of Prayer on May 1st, and they basically, the probably the most important thing that they were talking about is there was a motion to bring a pause on projects because they're behind on they have such a backlog of current projects and current things, so they'd like to pause those. They're having disputes amongst the commissioners about, you know, if they want to do that. They feel like that one of the commissioners felt like that would be too much hardship on the contractors and everybody, firefighters, all the people, and just kind of like there's too much building going on, basically was what they were, the one was thinking. So that's kind of in dispute. Child Abuse Prevention Month is in April, and they talked about that. And so the Department of Human Services was there, and that was pretty much all of April 9th. Today was pretty a lot more. They had a lot about, oh gosh, they had several presenters. They totally accepted proclamation for the Day of Prayer. So they are proclaiming that May 1st is the Day of Prayer. The county assessor talked and also said that, same thing, senior property, if you have a senior property exclusion, that you have to have that in by July. The finance directors for the public works was there, and they gave Road and Bridge a recognition for all the repairs that they've done in a timely manner. Public comments were, one lady complained about the foxes. She has a fox education. she educates her grandchildren about foxes, and there's foxes that live on her property, and she's complaining because the roads are graded too often, and that's causing some ecological problems and silt and all this stuff. And I don't think they were too impressed. And that was that. That was said. They didn't seem too concerned about that problem. Lots of other things, like they were talking about the planning commission, a lot about the planning commissions and 1040 applications, which I'm not sure what those were, but they were trying to figure out how they were going to review all of the 1040 applications, or if they should. I don't know what they were going to do about those. Then they were talking about fleet management, the fleet management of the take-home cars that they have and how those vehicles are used. Who should be able to get the take-home vehicles? If they have a take-home vehicles, would they be allowed to drive them? Like say, for instance, to stop at the grocery store or not, and those kinds of things. And the lawyer was talking about the insurance policy and how that all was worked out, and they can take passengers in their cars as they're covered, the passengers are covered But they discouraged stopping to go, like, they said, don't go to Gila Woods. I think they thought that they can stop at 7-Eleven and get a gallon of milk. So that was a question. A lot of information on building fees. So it seems like Elbert County is the second highest, has the second highest rate of permit fees. And so the building department was there, and they proposed to decrease some of those building high, and we're higher than than Arapahoe, El Paso, Douglas, all of those counties. So they were talking about lowering some of those rates, and some of the discussion was that they are just on budget, and so if we decrease those fees, that would eat out of the commission, you know, out of this the county budget. But they're going to talk about it. There's also building evaluation tables that they're trying to discuss, and that is mostly like how they decide what building permits cost and that kind of thing. Again, they're using a building table that they've been using since 2013, I believe. No, 2022. Till 2022, and they want to update that so that they can be more current. So a lot of that kind of thing. I understand, but I wrote it down to figure out what they are going to be charging for different things for building, and I thought it could be pertinent since we're going to be building. Permit fees are currently 65% of whatever project you're doing. So if you're building a $1,000, you know, project, and you take your permit fee would be 65% of that. And they are trying to get that reduced to 50 to 35%. So they're
doesn't make sense.
They're working on that.
Yeah.
The plan review fee. The plan review fee. So for them to review the plan. So you have a plan to build a pole barn, for instance, and you take that in, and your pole barn is $10,000 or whatever. It's 65% of your permit fee. Plan review fee is currently at 65% of permit fee.
Okay. And that makes more sense.
And they're applying for a reduction to have it be 50% or 35%.
Okay.
And other permits for indoor finishing, like basements or remodels, they would like it to be 40 to 45%. Maybe they're trying to decide. Contractor licensing fees currently for a contractor to work in this county are $100 to $125, and they wonder if it should be reduced, and that's per year. Permit fees reduction, they wonder if they could just reduce the permit fees from $140 to $125, and that would result in a $265,000 reduction of revenue for the county.
Okay. It sounds like they're talking a lot about buildings and stuff.
They're talking a lot about building in the community, and it was thought that if they reduced the permits, because the permit people aren't applying for the permits as much, and if they reduced the price of the permits, that maybe they would get more building.
Okay.
So I think that's the thought.
Well, of the there is also the other issue: the contractors are not applying for the permits because building is somewhat going decreased. And there's a distinction between the developers and the homeowners who want to put an addition. I was at that, at least part of that meeting.
Okay. But thank you, Lisa. That was great, because it's something we need to keep an eye on.
Yeah.
with stuff that's going on.
The health department was there. And the one cool thing I thought was the health department talked about, she's the health educator, and she comes to High Plains, Pines and Plains Library.
Yeah.
So the coffee chat and the community conversation and talks to, tries to educate, some of the people that come here and the different ways that she's educating the community. And they gave the statistics for the vaccination, just a lot of health information about like that. So I don't know how detailed, but I wrote a lot down and I'm like, what did I write down? What was that I said?
Well, we appreciate it.
Is that enough?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay. Ready for
Susan's
me?
On.
Okay. So my board report, I'll go through it really fast. So I sent you, was it yesterday only, the article about the mural, about the dedication of the mural. That was in that we should get that in the Elbert County News, that I think most of you get it for free. That comes on Thursdays. So you'll see.
It's High Plains. Is it the High Plains?
It has different names in different places.
It's Prairie Times I get every now and then.
Oh, you get Prairie Times. Okay, that one is different.
Once in a blue moon.
Okay. The Elbert County News is done by Colorado Community Media. And she will, she just finished the article on the mural. You have the link in your email. You can click on that if you want to read the article. So that was very good coverage for us. Our newsletter, we email our newsletter out to just over 2,000 people the 15th of every month. And I made sure to add you guys to that list. So you should be seeing that. Lori Hendrick, our auditor, sent me the draft that's ready to send out to you guys. And I emailed it out to you on April 11th. And if you'd like me to go through that with you, I'm happy to do that. I'm starting to understand more and more about the audit. So so I'd be happy to go through that. And then Lori Hendrick will be our guest. She'll join us virtually at our next regular board meeting. We're looking at hiring substitutes in Simla and Kiowa. Rick Millsaps has been installing our LED light fixtures. And so these, the ones that are round, are the new ones. I think he's pretty much done in the library. He hasn't done them in the back yet, but. What happened was there's a big electrical company called Sturgeon Electric.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they were going to tear down a building where they've had their office. And they had just 2 years ago installed these new LED lights in the building, and they were just going to trash them. And so Rick was able to get them for free from them. Oh. And so he's got the full size ones, and then he's got some that are just that small size in there too. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping to increase the lighting, like in some of the darker areas out in the stacks. So that's very, very exciting.
So I'm just curious, what do we do for Rick?
Last time, I mean, because he
does a lot of stuff.
He spearheaded this whole renovation that we had with all the new paint and the new carpet. Last time we just gave him we put him on a plaque, and it's out there, if you see that. So I don't, I don't know what ideas you guys have of.
I think we should put our heads together and try to come up with something.
Okay. I agree, because he's amazing.
His business.
So he actually has two or three jobs. He works for a company that it actually does small renovations, and but they're currently really busy, so they were not at the time interested in the Kiowa project. And then he also works for that company is called that company is called PeakQuest.
Sean, I'll call you back. Okay.
And then he also works for a cleaning company, and he cleans the Elizabeth Library and the Kiowa Library as part of that contract. So he's here like super early in the morning before I even get in. He's already cleaned for the day by the time I get here. So, he's an amazing.
Do you know what his interests are? Like,
well, he's also an architect, and he's just, I kind of think of him as a creative acquisitions kind of guy. Because, I mean, like coming up with, you know, he'll send me pictures. He's like, this is going to be thrown away at this company. Would you like this shelving unit? You know, and I'll sometimes it's like, yeah, you know, we'll take it. He got the our lockers out back. He got for us for free. I can show them to you sometime.
If he's like a fly fisherman or something, maybe get him something.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if he does anything for fun.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He's working all the time.
Make him soured over it.
He's like a tooly guy.
Yeah. I mean, it would be, I don't know, you know, something that would be really sweet. Let's just keep talking about that. And
maybe you should figure out what his interests are. Spy on him.
I never see him. Except when he was here.
Does he have a wife? Maybe you could call her.
I know I've met his daughter, because his daughter worked at Sonic. I haven't been to Sonic for a while, so maybe I'll have to go to Sonic and see.
Yeah, I know.
See if his daughter's still there.
There's something that he.
But a plaque is nice. Some plaque is always nice.
Yeah,
he's already got that.
Well, he's got a plaque.
He's got one here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all of the company, you know, all the companies that he brought in to, you know, to do the painting and to do the new carpet and all that.
But an appreciation for his home.
Yeah, something like that. We'll think about it. We'll come up with something. Mural, then I talked about the mural dedication, and then just to give you an update on where we are with the University Technical Assistance Program. So they came with three students on April 11th, and we showed them around the building and talked. They asked us a lot of questions about what we were thinking about for the building. And then I asked, you know, I said, we've got these study sessions, you know, how, you know, would you like to meet with the board, or, you know, how do you want to start? And they decided that they want to start by meeting with staff first, and then they'll meet with the board at some time in the future. And they'll also meet with Anders Dahlgren, our consultant. So we also met with Anders, and he gave us two possibilities. So what we need to be able to give an architect to start. So the University Technical Assistance Program, they cannot give us an official architectural drawing because they're students. And the leader of the group, the advisor, can't sign off on it because he's a university professor and it's the liability there. So we still, after this is over, we'll have what we need to start fundraising, because we'll have a vision and that kind of thing. But we can't start working with an architect. So what we're going to do is, while we're working with the University Technical Assistance, we're going to work with Anders, and Anders will create a program plan for us. And what the program plan, there's two different options that he's given us. One is just to say, you know, for the children's area, you need so much space. That's like option one. And option two is, for the children's area, you're going to need this much space for a story time room, this much space for the collection, this much space for storage, this much space for staff, this much space for restrooms, you know, all of the different pieces that go into that children's area. And so we've decided that we want to go with Anders to give us the full program plan, so that, you know, by the time we're done with the University Technical Assistance Program, however long that takes, they said April of next year. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll see.
It makes sense.
Yeah. that we can start looking, you know, for an architect at that point, if we wanted to do that, if we're ready to move forward at that point. So, but the full program plan that Anders will create will be good for about 3 or 5 years. So that still gives us plenty of time to raise money and to find an architect and really get some real plans for the building. So that's kind of where we are with that. So Kiowa. So I sent 2 requests to the company. So we sent our contract to a legal counsel, and then the legal counsel said, you know, we'd like to see, these are standard contracts, we'd like to see all the options that are available. And I sent two requests to the company and haven't heard anything back from them. So, you know, so I'm at kind of an impasse here. And so I just reached out to another company to find out their interest, and I'm still waiting to hear back from them to hear what's going on with that. So, so that's kind of not in a good place. Simla has a new high-speed internet connection, and their phones will be on the new system starting on May 2nd. So that's going to be really good for them. We're almost ready to close the old checking account. We've cleared all the checks, and I just need to do a final double check that we're ready to transfer all that money over to the other account. I sent you in the packet that I sent you online, I sent you a gigantic packet of printouts, and it was data from 2012 to 2024. So I didn't, that, I don't know, it was like 50 pages.
It was like 27 pages front and back.
Okay.
And so, even with just the 3, we didn't know. So
I didn't want to make you all copies of that.
Statement tree.
That's okay.
So if paper. You go back and look through it, there's a lot of really interesting data. And there's some things like, wait, what happened? But some of it is like, well, I reclassified some of the employees based on the way they were classified before. So, for example, it'll show like 0 for 2024, but then there's a separate sheet that shows the employees for 2024 for, you know, just that one category of employee for 2024. It's just really interesting data to look at and to see. And some of it I can explain and some of it I can't. So I tried. I've been studying it. The foundation meeting, because of the bad weather a couple weeks ago, we rescheduled the foundation meeting to Saturday, May 17th. That'll be at 10 a.m. here at the Elizabeth Library. And that is Alessandra and Morrell for that. And we're going to do some training on like fundraising and some different things like that. I have some training programs for them. And then I wrote an article that I wrote for the newsletter, but I just decided it was too much for the newsletter. And I thought it might be good for you guys because it kind of gives you some perspective of how the board relates to the foundation. So I just popped that in here. The next page, Shelley Reed is going to be here on Saturday, May 3rd. Her book is really amazing.
I'm excited.
I'm so glad that you can make it. Yeah.
I'm re-listening to it.
I really enjoyed the book. It's really good. And I hear that she's just an excellent author. So it's a private author talk just for book groups and for the library friends. And because it's for the book groups from Kiowa and Elbert and here too. So that's really exciting. Kiowa has their first coffee chat in May. And our coffee chats here at Elizabeth and in Simla are doing well. Simla's doing it a little differently. They invite like kind of a local celebrity each time. So they had their chief of police last time, and I think they're going to invite the mayor, and just it's an opportunity to kind of meet somebody and find out about what programs are going on in Simla. Nice. And Simla's craft events are very big. They had a terrarium open house, which was just all day, kind of come and do your terrarium. And they had about 15 people attend that. And then the summer adult program is to make a watermelon themed porch sign for that. We have our all staff meeting on Thursday, May 1st at noon. You're all invited for lunch if you can come. And all of the libraries will be closed on May 1st for that staff training day. I should also say that Elizabeth Library will be closed until about 2 o'clock on Saturday, May 3rd because of the author event. So that's, we don't normally do that, but it's just a special, and we're just reconfiguring the library so that we can have this event. Sarah and I attended the Neighbors Helping Neighbors meeting, and they have it twice yearly. And it's just like Elbert County Health and Human Services and any nonprofit basically in Elbert County attends. It's been a really interesting way for us to connect with those groups in the community. So that's my report. Thanks, guys. And then our statistics are here. Our circulation is improving as we go through the month, through the year. So that's good. And we're also getting good number of new cardholders each month as well. And the door counts are looking good as well. And our programs, we've had so many more programs the past couple years, and the attendance in the programs has been really excellent. So that's very good. For the study session, the next item on the agenda, I don't have anything really for you guys to do. If there's something that we've talked about tonight that we want to talk about in more depth, we can definitely do that. We can just do a one-on-one if anybody wants to come in and talk about the audit or the budget or, anything you want to talk about. I was in a meeting with another library director who's over on the Western Slope, and she has appointments monthly with each of the trustees individually. That's a lot. It seems like a lot, but mm-hmm. If you'd like any of that, I'm happy to do that. So.
Well, we appreciate it. And certainly there's nothing that comes to mind. Okay. Other than the frustration with the Kiowa situation.
Yeah. It seemed to me that the contract was merely for an estimate.
The contract was a pre-construction contract, was just to have them start looking at it. And so, but yeah.
And they went, they promised all kinds of stuff and said things were going to be thus and such. And then when you got that copy, it was not the way they said it was going to be. And that's when we finally gave up and said, send it to the lawyers.
And then they lower the fee substantially. Oh, yes. That's what I thought. Yes. Very suspicious. When somebody does that, that's odd.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're very motivated to work with us because one of the owners of that company lives just up the street from us here. So, wants
to. They can't be that motivated.
Well, I mean, ultimately.
Yeah. So, but that's okay. So are we going to deal with the selection of officers?
Right. So my fault. We should have put this on the agenda in March. It's called our annual meeting, and I missed it. So this will be our annual meeting, and we have what, four positions, mm-hmm. president, vice president, treasurer, and the secretary. So, and we were looking at the bylaws before the meeting, which I don't have them memorized.
Oh, that's okay.
Really? So I don't know them to be able to quote them to you. But luckily, Nat remembered that. So you can only hold the same office for two consecutive years. Two consecutive years. So Alan has been the treasurer for quite some time. So, I guess we give Alan a break and give somebody else some experience with that.
I think part of the thing is we talk about the responsibility, because Alan's here a lot signing checks,
right,
and doing paperwork and stuff. Right. So,
we do two check runs a month. So we do one like right before the board meeting, and then so that we have the statistics for the board meeting, because we have to do the check run before she can do the final numbers from the previous month, and before we can reconcile the accounts, we need the reconciliation of the account. So so Alan comes in usually like right before the board meeting, and then the other one is around the first part of the month.
Yeah, it tends to be the first, so the seventh through the 10th,
yeah,
is when it generally happens.
So just two rounds of check signing, and that means we're going to also have to change all the bank accounts again to add a new person.
That's right. I haven't finished with that electronic signature business yet.
Okay. So
we can talk about that afterwards.
Okay.
Well, if you want to give Alan a break, I would try the treasury thing. I will get myself up to speed if you want me to, and I'll come and you can show me whatever you need to show me. I do have time. I live a mile away.
Okay.
So I live in Alan's neighborhood.
Yeah.
So in that regard, it wouldn't be onerous.
It's just learning something new.
I mean, just because I don't pay for stuff doesn't mean I don't know.
Right. No. Yeah. No. Understand. So.
Better you than me. Better you than me.
Well, I'm secretary. You could be secretary, but it's not much to it other than signing.
Yeah. The secretary. We're so blessed.
I know. I'm watching him. Yes. Trusting.
Yes.
To have Nat do the notes for us. And so, basically you just need to read through the minutes and does this represent, did we put the motions correct? Do we have the motions correctly the way that everybody understood? Because sometimes we kind of have to write it, So.
Well, you had Patty before. She was good.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
that's why I'm borrowing the book. So thank you, Sandy. And then what do we want to leave me as president and Morrell as, was she vice president?
Yes.
And then
I can do the
secretary.
Do that. Okay.
And then Alan gets a break.
Okay. Do you want to do we want to do all of it as a motion, like all of those appointments as a motion for the next year?
Yes.
Okay.
It's only three of us.
There's not much. Okay. So
someone just needs to say
that. So we have to have a first and a second, and all in favor.
Well, what's the motion?
Okay, so the motion is to accept me as president, Morrell as vice president, secretary, treasurer for the year of 2025 to 2026. Yes. And
I second that.
Or are you okay? I can't make a motion.
Okay, I make the motion that for the year 2025 to 2026, that Ruth Ann remains as president, Morrell remains as vice president. I become treasurer.
Lisa becomes
secretary because Alan has already fulfilled his term as treasurer. So and the bylaws require that we switch off, that no one can hold one position for 2 years in a row.
More than two years in a row.
I second that motion. It's pretty.
Okay. So moved.
Voted, but
we just. There's nobody to vote. Well, we're going to, because you made the motion, you seconded the motion. Is it actually?
I think you do. Robert's
okay. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Passed.
Okay.
Someday I will learn this.
I was trying to find a tape on my phone. This woman was doing a video of it, of Robert's rules. She got only through part of it, but it was really boring, I have to tell you.
Yeah.
And we were really thankful when she got through
that. You're not helping Ruthann.
No, I'm not.
I was looking for an audible on the Roberts, I think the Roberts Rules for Dummies or something, because I spend so many hours driving back and forth to Peyton. So I have nothing better to do than to.
And there's all this stuff about discussions too. Sometimes it's okay to have one, and other times no discussion.
Yes.
That's what kind of struck me as odd.
And from what I understand, all the president does is directs the meetings, and I'm a tiebreaker. That's about it. And that's why we have to have an odd number of board members. Okay. Public comment. Nothing. No public. We have any public. Okay. So that's fixed. Any other items or business from a board member?
I have a question, and maybe it's off base. Concerning Kiowa, would it be worthwhile to perhaps consider putting an addition on the back and incorporating an ADA compliant bathroom in that addition, and therefore we avoid all the problems with the archway, the problems with the asbestos, and use that room just as a utility room and not mess with anything? Just throwing it out there.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, how would you? I mean, that's something that they've looked at in the past. They've drawn up some initial plans, but I think what I've seen is just like where they take that part off and then they just start growing from there out back into the parking lot. So they just take off
the back. Well, yeah, that's what I thought too. Just extend it, 'cause that room is very small for activities, and perhaps it would add value to the property if in fact in the future it's going to be sold.
Yeah. And the permits are down.
Permits.
Oh, yeah. They're going to lower the price of the permits. Yeah.
Good news.
Thank you. We're not a developer, though. You know, maybe so, you get a deal if you're just.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely.
And I know this issue has gone on for a very long time with this ADA bathroom thing.
But we just start over again with a different.
And once again, I do have my plumber who would probably go out there and look.
So, yeah,
he wouldn't charge.
Yeah, I don't know how
just look at it.
I don't know how you want to do it.
It's local.
Do you want to keep the study session on May 14th and just talk about it again? And talk about expanding the building instead of the ADA renovation?
But then it would have an ADA compliant bathroom.
Right, yeah. I guess, I mean, my thing is that we were just trying to slap a Band-Aid on it,
Yeah.
And so that we could focus on
Elizabeth. How much property is there actually? Maybe we should do a study session and find out how much property do we actually have? Because you have no parking.
You have a picture of the map? Maybe you have that?
We can do the study session there.
To do like a little field trip and kind of look at it.
Oh, yeah.
And parking, I mean, Kiowa isn't exactly a bustling metropolis. There's always parking spots on the street.
Things are changing, though.
But because it's a very old building, right?
Okay, things are changing. They're going to be building 3,000 houses up Kiowa Bennett Road. Maybe we should think about expanding a little bit. And I know it's going to cost more money, but you got the place for $1, didn't you?
Yeah, or buck or $5 or something.
Yeah.
We had to pay to the county.
Free puppies, free dogs are always cost the most, right, Regina?
Yes.
When you get free puppies.
Yeah, good old bear.
That is entirely
he's
too close.
He's very well behaved now, though.
That's a good boy.
He's still putting marks now.
That's entirely too close.
I'll tell you my other stuff that's been going on at my house. But so do we want to leave the May 14th? Do we want to do a study session? Do we want to go out to Kiowa?
I mean, just get the thoughts out there.
Okay,
just
keep
okay. Lisa going. Wants to go to Kiowa, definitely. Yep.
Okay. I think it would be good just to look at it.
And, yeah.
And, physically see.
Yes. Okay. Back to Kiowa.
Back to Kiowa.
Okay, May 14th.
Okay.
And I'll,
at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, 3 o'clock.
So meet there.
Okay.
Okay, I have another idea.
Okay.
The build out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should have like a contest and have people in the community give us a vision for what they see a new and expanded library would look like.
So part of the process that they're doing, it includes meetings with the community.
Oh.
So I think that would be, I think that would take care of that piece.
Well, my thought is people sometimes don't turn out for those things in this community.
Well,
and maybe you could have like a little contest within the library.
So, we can combine that with a contest. We also tried that, with the focus groups that Anders had. We had gifts that we gave people for attending those, so we could do the same thing.
I don't know if Lisa has a copy of Anders' report.
I can get you a copy.
It's not in that big notebook.
I'm not sure if I gave you one. It's on the website, but I can send you.
I can look on the website.
Yeah. So.
Those are my ideas for tonight.
Perfect. Okay.
Good. Okay.
And are you talking about a contest for the Kiowa or for this?
This. Like if you had a plan, show the shape of the building, and you'd tell people, how do you envision this back of the building looking, what it would look like? And get ideas. Someone said, I think we should have a nice seating area here for this, that, and the other thing, or whatever. Or a nice patio in the back overlooking Walmart.
I want the underground sprinkler thing. The fountain.
The fountain.
That the little kids run through.
That they can play in.
We have one of those. How about a sprinkler? They're a lot cheaper than having all that plumbing. My plumber told me it cost us $100,000. Apparently, they wanted to do it in some neighborhood around here.
Slip and slide.
Slip and slide in the sprinkler. Jeez, it's good enough for us.
Well, the cool thing about the university, the three students that came, one of them is a landscape architect.
Oh, good.
Student, and so they're doing. We walked around the building and. Here's the edge here. Here's the edge here. Here's some of the, we got the retention pond over in the corner. All the things that they'll have to think of.
Did they express any good ideas, or did they keep them close to the chest?
They were just kind of, the one thing we talked about is the lack of shade, and but we also talked about the expense of water. We're going to have to water the trees while they're getting established. Mm-hmm. And they were saying that they would do deciduous trees.
What kind of trees?
Deciduous trees.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Here?
Yeah. Maybe because the deciduous, the thing is that
the leaves.
So like, I mean, these are the native trees.
Yes.
But those do not provide much shade. And so what we need on the property is trees that give shade. And we just had a little, that was an example of a little conversation that we had about that. So.
Anything else?
I just have a question about if you are next month, I'm going to be out of town on the 28th. How do you
just. Well, we tell Morel and Alan to come. We'll get to, not a problem.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else? Motion to adjourn?
I motion that we adjourn.
Seconded.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye. All right.